Hello everybody, welcome to the DNS Dev Room, if you just came in. Our next speaker is Stefan, who will be telling us about the DNSSEC KSK algorithm rollover for .NL, which normally is a very exciting thing, but I trust Stefan will have made it a boring situation that still is fun to talk about.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Welcome, my name is Stefan Ubbink. I work for SRDN, the .NL registry. And I'm talking about KSK algorithm rollover we did in July last year for .NL. So why did we do this? What did we do for the preparations for this change? What was the planning like? How did we execute it? And what did we measure on the internet on our change? So why would we want to change the algorithm? The algorithm we used before was algorithm 8, and that's an RSA algorithm, and we wanted to use a safer algorithm to keep up with the new standards, because since June 2019, the new recommendation from the RFCs is to use an ECDSA algorithm for the DNSSEC situations, and there's currently enough support in resolvers to do this. As you can see in the graphs, both RSA and ECDSA are supported equally in for most resolvers. And a plus side is also that the DNSSEC answers we are giving are smaller than the RSA answers, which gives us less impact when we are hit by reflection attacks. So it's better for the internet. So in way two, the algorithm rollover, we already replaced our HSMs we used for the signing of the zone with new HSMs from Thales, which could do 20,000 signatures per second, which was a big increase from our previous HSMs. And we started with doing a test run on our test environment without any changes to see how does this work, how much time does it take, because there are a lot of things you can change which would change the time used for some